You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To listen to the live stream, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. Now, on with the audio chat.
Hey, everybody.
There we go. Hold on. Stream bot.
Go web.
Yeah, sorry, that works. So,
I'm driving.
Okay, let me do the beginning. Okay, it's the 14th of September 2018, Friday the 14th of September 2018. Here you're on Fakeologist Audio Chat. You're joined by LSD 33, Exoteric 64, Fakeologist himself, Ab, John LeBond from johnlebond.com, Uninstall Media from England, and Velocet, who hasn't... But he's probably got the soundboard ready to go. There's a few things that people want to get off on their mind Rolo. About 9/11. Go, Einstein.
Lord Rolo.
Yeah.
And Lord Rolo himself, the Lord. The Lord has joined us.
Yes.
The Lord has come down from high. I'll just put this on the stream or on the Fakeologist audio chat for the record. I don't even think I'm quite done the 9/11 spectacular on the John LeBond website, but fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just realized that was a cue for me to speak. I was on mute. Thank you, Ab. I appreciate that. 7 hours of call on the one day. That was across two calls, all produced fantastically well by Velocet, I have to say. He's done a fantastic job.
And one
of the pinnacles of the website so far. So for those who haven't heard it, johnlebond.com. Unfortunately, it's for full members only. However, I've been hearing rumors that the producer might be working on a little best of medley to release for the public. So maybe Velocet can fill us in on that.
Cue Velocet.
And again, maybe Velocet's on mute, so he can't help us out. But thank you, Ed, for the kind words. I appreciate it, mate. And I have to say,
there's no point listening to you, right? You're right.
Sorry, guys, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah, I've just finished doing an edit and render of 1 hour and 6 minutes, a preview piece that Ab can publish from fakeologist.com, and it's got, it's not really a best bits, I guess, but it's like sort of relevant, useful bits, I think. I think best, so I'd be judging by comedic content instead of actually what was useful about 9/11, so it's 9/11 content, 1 hour and 6 minutes, and it's got some nice voiceover in there, branded for Master Fake Theatre. And I'm about to say that now.
I love Master Fake Theatre. It's awesome.
I've just been sitting here listening to your explanation, Rick, and talking about things, and I need to apologise for my part in that
the other morning. I apologise to you too.
Yeah, because I don't suspect you're coming around my house to beat me up, so I'm not going to worry about it. But I can agree with what you're saying. Like, the one thing that really struck a chord with me, what you were saying just then, is like, we've got enough people in our lives that think we're crazy. We don't need to be doing that kind of stuff online.
We do.
See, I've got to admit, I was already...
My own family, man. My kids. You know what I mean? It's so tough.
Fighting like family members, yeah.
I had already sort of fired up a bit because I had encouraged Spiro. Right. I was talking to Spiro for an hour offline before that, hearing him. He was sort of a bit fired up about Dave J. So as soon as Dave J came online, I sort of paired this whole thing up and got them together and started moderating what I thought would be an explosive debate. And it turned out to be, but then you substituted in for Spiro and the whole thing went down the toilet. It was funny. Like it was like a Howard Stern call. It was just arguing for the point of it. And there was some quick wit in there as well.
It got good towards the end, so it's well worth listening to the whole thing.
Yeah, I did listen back. Inspired by Howard Stern. I love it. Yeah. Well, Howard knows what works on radio. Absolutely.
Yeah. I thought it was a ratings winner, but I guess it wasn't probably the best thing for everyone concerned, and that's what I regret.
No, no, don't. Look, it ended up being a really nice talk between me and Dave and Rachel, so it was actually, if you listen to the whole thing as a organic one-piece talk, it's actually really positive. I've been through it and I've listened to it, so I'm saying that to
him. Dave,
it has its own story.
Dave gets people going. He gets people.
He does. He's very, very abrasive, but once you start getting into a subject that he's talking, that he's interested in, I admit, he's way above me in the metaphysical things of what's going on the planet. So, and I said that to him, and I sent him a message afterwards saying, thank you for, you know, being you for whatever, and I sent him a link to Hans Utter, the talk that we were talking about, and he sent a thank you back to me, and that's fine, and I've got no problem with him whatsoever.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've got a question for John Levine. I've got a question for John Levine.
He's a bit of an absolutist, and I accuse markets of being that, saying,
that's a lie.
Yeah, exactly. You can't say everything is this and everything is that.
Yeah, and
you know you're a liar.
That's where you are going to get an argument from anybody. You can't say, for instance, that all white people think this way and all black people think this way. No, life isn't like that. Life is full of grays.
And as John said, John was saying before, if we were sitting together, we'd be sitting there getting on like a house on fire. I know it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get, John.
If I can speak in defense of Dave J, I understand what you're saying, Ab, about you can't be absolutist and say that things are black and white. I completely understand what you're saying. However, the value of Dave J is that he cuts to the heart of the matter without wasting any time, okay? If you've got a bunch of people telling you that 3,000 people died on 9/11, and they're entitled to that opinion, if we sit here and dilly-dally about and say, oh, what's your evidence for 3,000, blah, 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 we're going to go around and figure out and waste our time. So Dave J just takes the opposite stance and says, nobody died, nobody got hurt.
That's a fact.
Fantastic, right? Now, I used to have a problem with that. So I used to say, no, that's... I used to say what you just said, Ab. I used to say that's too absolutist. So just give me 30 seconds of free here, guys. So I used to say...
Who's not of this? Good, John.
Being in a world where the majority of people believe it's 3,000.
Now, who did that roll?
Sorry, John. No. I couldn't help it.
Millicent.
Let your bigger.
You know, it's funny. Before people bring the streamer bot in, people are sensible. And as soon as the streamer bot comes,
who was that Canuck? Who was that Canuck you spoke to for an hour? And I got one question in about Simon Shack. And the guy said he hadn't even watched it.
You're talking about Jeffrey C.
Yeah, that guy.
He prefers to be called Jeffrey. Anyway, I just wanted to defend Dave J. shtick. I think Dave J. offers something very valuable, but that's all I wanted to say about that. So I'll go back to mute, and we can go back to snorting lines or whatever we're doing.
No, this fella said just having a bit of fun. Hey, John.
I apologize. Rollo accidentally sniffed over you, so I thought it would be funny to keep cutting you off with him sniffing. It was completely a radio bit. I've put the soundboard away. I'm sitting on it, so I can't use it.
You're so funny, honestly.
Do you know who he reminds me of? Stanzomatic. Stanzomatic used to do that crap all the time. It was hilarious. Some people can handle it, some people can't.
But to get into put a soundbite in that fast, in that subject matter, I was laughing my head off the other day.
All right. Can we talk about Jeff
C? Carry on with Jeff C.
Jeff C, yeah. Go.
John?
Yeah, go, Jeff. Talk about it. Yeah. Jeff C, come on, man. Tell us.
Look, Rolly, you love telling this story. You should tell this story, all right? I'll set the scene, and then you tell the story, okay? So we used to have a show called Sunday Sessions. This is back in 2015.
Yep.
And we would have
we'd have the normal podcast on a Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon Australia time. Then we'd have a few hours off. Then we'd come back on a Sunday night. This was on Google Hangouts. This is before Discord was a thing. And it would be like an informal show and we'd have random people come on. An old crazy, I think he used to call himself Lord Rollo on YouTube back in the day, used to come on and wear stupid sunglasses and get drunk. But we all used to love him. It was great times. Anyway, there was this episode where Jeffrey C wants to come onto the show, right? And apparently it's Sunday morning America time. And Jeffrey wants to come on the show and respond to our allegations against him, supposedly. So crazy old Uncle Rollo must have switched to the Reuters, and he waited his chance to ask Jeffrey C a question. This was back when Jeffrey C was a big thing in the so-called truth scene, right? These days, I don't know what he's doing, but back then, he was one of the biggest names in the scene. So crazy Uncle Rollo waits all night to ask Jeffrey C a question, and Rollo, you pick it up for us. I've set the scene. You tell us the story.
Yeah. So John's... basically said it this way, don't come in until you're asked allowed to come in. And Jeff C. and John Le Bon have gone back and forward for an hour about all sorts of different things. But I'm a stickler on 9/11. So basically I said, come on, Jeff. Have you watched September Clues? He goes, doesn't even know what September... I'm paraphrasing here. I can't remember. It's like 3 or 4 years ago. He goes, I don't know what... I don't know, but I know that, you know, planes hit the towers. Like, you know, military planes. Because Jeff C. is just this scumbag who, you know, he's there going, oh, yeah, that thing in France when the trucks sped up and killed all those people. When it's obviously a hoax. Yes, he's just—he's in there just to agitate, and he was big with PK. PK was like, I have a lot of respect for PK, and if John Le Bon and him are not seeing eye to eye at the moment, and we're not going down to Melbourne, I was looking forward maybe that we could go down to Melbourne.
Well, if you're going to Melbourne, I'll go to Melbourne. I don't have to work that week, so there's nothing stopping me. If you want to do
on the 29th, is it the 29th?
Bro, I've got supporters saying that they'll help chip in, cover the costs, bro. We can do it. You and I can have our own truth cruise,
you
mate.
Don't need we'll to get cover
the costs. That's what I was going to say. You guys need your own truth cruise. You guys should just saddle up to the PK boat and maybe start lobbing water balloons or something at them. That'd be fantastic. And video it. Truth cruise.
I'll have my little camera there. Of course, I'll interview John Le Bon. I want to interview John Le Bon and PK at the same time. Like I did with Frank. I don't care how many views I get, even if I've got like 10 views or whatever. I don't mind. I just like keeping it real. It's my new. It's like...
Rollo, you let me down. I set you the scene. So what you should have said to the people was you waited until like 1 o'clock Australia time. Because Jeffrey C. doesn't shut up. He's got this amazing ability just to go on and on and on. And you were patient that night. That was one of the rare Rollo behaving himself instances where you just waited patiently.
That's waited patiently,
and then it was like, okay, Jeffrey, Rollo wants to ask you a question. And so Rollo says, what do you think about September Clues? And then Jeffrey says, you know, I haven't seen it. And then Rollo says, so why am I talking to you then? Right? This was Dave J style before Dave J.
And as far as Rollo was concerned, did I say that? Hey, have we got that on the soundboard? Bellaset, play that.
Rollo, isn't my dog in? It's only 11:30 here, Australia time, on a Friday night. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes. I'm going to find that file on the hard drive. I'm going to cut that section out. I'm going to find a way to get it to Velocet. We're going to add this to the soundboard. What do you reckon? Hey, this is a Fakeologist special. This is people coming together, having a good time. What do you reckon? Putting the crap behind us and having fun. Because most of our friends and family think we are fucking crazy. Our own friends and family think we're crazy. And what do we sit around doing? Making enemies of each other? This is insane. I say let's get along, have some fun, drink
there's a steel
of Victoria bitter.
No enemies,
I thought you and Uninstall actually were having a few drinks the other night because you sounded a little bit sort of...
Bro, I'd had like five cocktails. There's a leagues club just down from me. They do $10 cocktails. And 5 nights a week, there's a guy there who loves me. He's like an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting city quality cocktails $10 wow. a pop. Yeah. So when I was chatting with Uninstall, I'll be honest, I'm not proud of it.
I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in your voice. That you're
not you, Uninstall. You were cool to chat with, bro. I'm saying I'm not proud of myself for being on the air when I was probably, probably had one too many.
I don't fault you for it. You know, I noticed nothing untoward about that conversation.
You know what really creeps me out, Uninstall Media? I chatted with somebody about it a couple of days later, and they didn't even notice that I've been drinking on that call. I'm like, are you kidding? Just listen closely. You can tell I was... And the fact that they couldn't tell that was a little bit concerning for me. I'm like, do I sound like that all the time? I should hope not.
Well, you can't base your assessments on other people's perceptions. Okay, so.
But I listened back to the call Uninstall. I thought it was a great call. My only concern about it was, at the end, I sound like a dick because you were saying, is anyone there? Is anyone there? And I'd just gone to get something from the fridge. And when I came back, you guys are gone. So the listeners must have thought that I'd stooged you and just left, but that wasn't the case at all. I said, be right back.
Well, that could be the case. You know, it depends. What were you going for, a kombucha or like?
I just went for a quick, I was back 5 minutes later. It wasn't that long. And I just thought, man, people listening to this in context must think that I was being a dick to you, but that wasn't the case at all.
It is what it is. It's the live audio chat. We don't plan any of this. None of this is pre-organized. None of it's pre-orchestrated. So that what happened on that chat is what happened. And I don't know exactly what happened, but it's what happened.
I thought it was a good call. Apart from the ending, I thought it was a good call, and I think we sort of fleshed out this idea of, if I met you in real life, like if I was in your part of America, I think you said we're from the North Midwest, if I was in that part of the world, man, we'd just catch up, have a few beers or have a few, coffees or whatever and just get along. And there's still this weird sentiment that people have about the internet. Ooh, Paige Hills, blah, blah, blah. All this ridiculous nonsense. It's like, well, you meet people in real life and you see... This is not based on evidence at all. This is just regular people. I'm a regular person, you're a regular person. This Paige Hills thing is like a virus in people's minds. And their best way to overcome that is just to meet people and see. There's nothing to be scared of at all.
When people come together personally, there's never going to be an issue, I don't think. Particularly, as we were saying before about... our own families, our best friends, whatever, think we're mad. And then we get on somewhere where we can actually talk to people and they start baiting you or being nasty. It's very hard to accept, because you think you're with like-minded people and next thing you know, someone's been nasty.
We, back in the day, when John LeBron used to do the, what was it called? The flat earth skeptic? No, ball earth skeptic. And we thought he went flat earth. That all went a bit pear-shaped. He used to talk to people, and one of the things he got pissed off about is people that spliffed out. Because he talked to people that were spliffing, and I'm no good on the weed. Especially on the ganja. You could just tell that he'd just go, look, are you on the weed or not? And this is when we would do the Sunday sessions or whatever, and you'd hear people weeded up, and they're in their own fucking world. You're just going, all right, I'm not weeded up tonight. I've had a couple of beers, but that's all. You know what I mean? But it was interesting to hear someone who, like John LeBron, wants to be taken seriously, which is... I know.
So John, what do you do exercise-wise? You were talking about stretching and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a fair question. So what I've been doing while I've been talking is I've been going back through my hard drive looking at the old Sunday Sessions episodes. Hey, Rollo, did you remember that episode with you and the Jeffrey incident? Max Malone was on the same episode.
Oh, do
you remember that?
No, I don't.
Bro, I forgot that Max Malone confronted Jeffrey C. about Flat Earth on that episode.
Cool.
I'm going to have to go back and cut out certain sections and upload it for the benefit of the fakeologist audience. But I can't re-upload the whole lot, man, because I was not in a very good I'm a bit embarrassed at how much I had drunk on that particular episode. That was embarrassing behavior.
Don't worry.
Yeah, but I've gotten better since then.
Some of us have got better. Some haven't.
There's no expectations being placed on you, John, right now. And, you know, it seems like, you know, Jesse is sort of a Canadian Alex Jones, if I may. if I could just presuppose that presupposition.
Alex Jones. Did you just say Alex Jones? Walked into bloody the things playing.
Jeff C. I gotta give it up to Jeff C. because he's just absolutely brilliant in what he does. But I'm not saying I support what he does, but he's brilliant in what he does.
Where's he from?
He sounds like he's Canadian, but honestly,
I really think there's more Canadians than Australians on these.
No, there's more. Australians. I think Jeff C's from Montreal, I believe.
Montreal.
Montreal is like another country to the rest of Canada.
Okay.
I don't know if you have that in Australia, but they.
Yeah, we do. Technically.
You know, it is a great city. They're great people, but.
Are they more French than the rest of you guys?
Well, the rest. Only Quebec is its own province, and they work very hard to be French. Because it's a dying culture. It's very hard for them to maintain their French population. And quite honestly, it's another divide and conquer type situation with Quebec, because what happens is, in Canada, to work at the federal level, you have to be bilingual. And obviously, most of the English people are not bilingual. Therefore, they do not go up to the top job. You find that the minority controls the majority, like it does in so many other federations, because
absolutely.
You have these ridiculous requirements. I don't see why you have to be perfectly bilingual to have a big government job. I'm not talking about, even the clerks have to be bilingual, a lot of them. The tax clerks, because obviously they have to provide service in both languages, so. It really eliminates a ton of English people. So the farther away you go from Quebec, the less chance you're going to speak French, and the less chance you'll be involved in the Federation, and the less chance you'll identify even as a Canadian in that way.
Does Donald Trump speak bilingual?
In Australia, we had a guy called Kevin Rudd.
Donald Trump speaks Mexican.
Kevin Rudd in Australia could speak perfect
Chinese.
I don't know if it was Cantonese Mandarin. Or Mandarin. I can't remember which
dialect. You only have one language there, though, don't you? You only have one official language in Australia, don't you?
Yeah, English. Yeah.
But Kevin Rudd's a total Chinese stooge completely.
He's a stooge, isn't he? I think so.
Yeah, for sure. I've just been watching him online on TV. And he's so insincere and so un-Australian.
It's good business to speak whoever you work with language. There's no doubt about it. Like, it is an asset. If you could speak Chinese, just imagine the connections you could make in business.
Kevin Rudd's now working for the Tavistock Institute, so he's doing really well for himself.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a
Kitty boy.
He's so divisive, though, and this is the problem, you know, now I've got no one that I can talk to politically because they're all in their various angles
camps. Everyone's in their own camp.
That's the
nature of politics, for sure.
Divisive. In Julia Gillard, remember Julia Gillard?
Yes.
She's the Welsh woman, and I spoke to John Laws, and I said, and they don't call it, and you got offended by calling Julia? Julia?
You already said that. You're recycling old stories, Roloff.
It was fun, though, isn't it? Absolute wanker. Thank you, Bella.
You wanker.
Bella said so good on that.
He's good.
I just sent you the link, Ab, for the podcast, so you know, you get that
you
up as soon
got
as...
It?
Yeah, I already had it edited. I just had to render it and send it to you. I'm very proud of that piece at the front I call Thus Spoke Jennifer Spell. That's my crowning achievement, that.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. I'll get right on it. I'll get right on that. Thank you. Wow. How many hours is it? What did you boil it down to?
John just wanted it to an hour, so it's 1 hour.
You got it. Champion.
That's great. Champion. Did you get different aspects from different hours? How many hours was the original?
6.
Wow.
I just wrote in that group chat what I put in it. It's got, so the first was the bigger call. So we had a sort of round table where everyone gave their opinions on 9/11. Then we had a quick fire round with people just giving opinions on Osama bin Laden and missiles and things like that. And then the latter half of it is nightly news talking with John Le Bon. And then John does his Harley guide bit. And then at the end we have a bit of a discussion and Stephen Hawking visits the show. And then he reads out the sponsors. And then we wrap up with a piece of music from Amber.
I was going to tell you before you're so fast. I was going to say, just give me the fakeologist clips.
What do you mean?
No, just give me the stuff where he mentioned fakeologist. That was nice of him to mention it so many times. So I was just joking.
You just want, that all condensed down into one thing.
He's such an egomaniac. Hey, Bella said he's such an egomaniac, isn't he?
I know. Well, I'm amazing.
Can I ask I hate to interrupt. Can I ask you, did it bother you that I didn't mention fakeologist? When I was interviewed by the High Side Chats, Greg Carwood, did it bother you that I didn't mention fakeologist in that call?
No, I didn't even think about it, actually.
Because I heard someone mention that. I don't think it was you, but someone said, he didn't even mention fakeologist. And it was like, well, hold on a second. I had a plan ready to go. I thought Greg was going to ask me about how'd you get into this, what's your journey been, all these kinds of things. But when the recording started, he just jumped straight into the hoax hierarchy, so I had no time to go through.
Rollo probably complained.
Yeah, it's probably Rollo.
The thing is, hey, John Le Bon, the thing is, sometimes you didn't mention my name when the 9/11 special part one. You just went through all the names. I was the one that was the most important there. Why didn't you mention my name? It's not an ego thing, man. No one's looking to get their name mentioned.
I think there's some ego involved here, just quietly. But which names did I mention? What?
Just saying that I listened back to you when you spoke on the special part two, and you went through all the names, but you didn't mention my name, Rollo. You didn't mention Rollo.
But which names did I mention? I don't even remember which names.
Well, I'll go through them. Well, they are then.
You wrote them down.
If you want me to.
I don't
God, just remember, when you get to the top of the truth file, remember to mention all the guys you stepped on the way up, okay?
That's clever.
100%. Clever. I always give people credit. You know who I give credit to the most, or one of the people I give the most credit to, is Ray West. Okay, because he was the one who used to do these on-the-street interviews. He would go to people with his camera and say, do you believe nuclear... No, what would he say? He would say, have you heard the theory that nuclear bombs are a hoax, right? He had a very clever way of framing it. So he didn't say to people, are nuclear bombs real or fake, right? Because that's too direct. He would say, have you heard the theory that nuclear bombs are a hoax? And then I remember one video in particular, the response that he got was, I know they're real. And he said, what's your evidence? And then the guy was like, my father worked at some place. I don't know. Now, where did I first hear of Ray West? Well, just hear me out. Where did I first hear of Ray West? Fakeologist.com. Yeah. The first two interviews of him
ever Ray West.
Fakeologist.com.
He's not my favorite guy. He's a little too acidic for me.
John, well, you don't like his whole Jew thing. That's why you don't like him.
No, because he's obsessive. He's almost to the point that he's trying to derail the conversation. But John, this is what I was hoping to see from you one day. Maybe it'll come true. I want to see you with your beanie go down to the beach, and I want you to do Aussie Beach TV, where you ask those beautiful Australians in bikinis about news and media safety. John, you will go right to the top. I kid you not. I don't
let me respond. Give me 30 seconds and I'll respond to what you just said. Firstly, your idea is a great idea. I love your idea. It's a big idea. I'm going to do it. All right? 100% I'm going to do it. I was thinking of you recently because I was watching a video from a guy I had never heard of until a week ago, a guy called Jurian Ryder, who's this Australian guy who lives in Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just hear me out, guys. Just hear me out. I'd never heard of this guy, right? He lives in Chiang Mai, which is where I plan to go. That's the Mecca for digital nomads. That's where I want to be.
Right.
I only just found out that he was the one who helped Freely the Banana Girl go to the top. And I remember hearing you... Yeah. Talk about Freely the Banana Girl. So I'm sitting here watching this guy, Jurian Ryder. He posted a video a couple of days ago talking about why is Freely not on YouTube anymore. And I'm like, Freely, I've heard that name before. So I watched this video. It turns out this guy was apparently very intimate with Freely. He's taking credit for her rise to the top. And he's talking about he doesn't know where she is. And I'm thinking, I've only ever heard of this woman in one place. And that's
I've spoken to Durian Ryder once. Yeah.
Well, Rollo, I promise you, I'll give you a story in a second. Just relax for a second. I want Ab to respond to what I just said. Ab, this Freely the Banana Girl, this is your girl, apparently, man. She's gone walkabouts.
No, I know. I haven't seen her lately. I don't know if it's because I got unsubscribed to her or what happened, but she took up with a much better looking guy. Who's always walking around naked in Ecuador. She's wandering around in a little forest down jungle in Ecuador, living the raw...
Gaia, probably Gaia.
I liked Freely a lot, actually. She was really interesting.
How can you claim that nobody dies?
I think she was implying that Durian was abusive towards her. And she
apparently, this is what a lot of people accuse him of,
Yeah, well, that's what I heard, but it's okay. But she stopped really, she's doing too many back to basics videos and not talking about food as much, so it's not as interesting to me.
Well, here's what I think about this, Ab, is how small a world this is where I don't even know how one of Jurian's videos got recommended to me, but next thing you know, I'm, he's from Chiang Mai. I want to hear more about this. This is interesting to me. And then within a couple of days, he uploads a video about Freely, and I'm like, hold on. I heard about her from Ab, so this whole online world, this is just one piece of evidence. Oh, I've seen lots of these now. It's a small world, man. This whole online world is a tiny world.
John LeBon, have you ever been in Thailand? Have you ever actually been to Thailand?
No, not yet, bro.
You're not allowed to eat durian in the hotel rooms. They won't let you eat it. It tastes quite nice.
John, can we see you on the Gold Coast interviewing
of course we can.
I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, do it again.
Will you pay $5 Australian a week for the best videos, Ab?
I might have to.
No, actually, you don't have to because you're an honorary member of johnlebon.com, and you're always willing. Yeah. It's the least I can do, but thank you for what you've done.
Thank you.
You with the beach babes. Jono with the beach babes. It was the funniest. It was the loveliest thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
What, you've already done one?
Babe, and it was only one. It was an Aussie Beach TV interview back in the day.
That was it. Yeah, it was awesome. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was great, but you know the problem was
the guy's microphone. He was copping side boob. Like they were smacking boobs in his face.
Yeah, but you know the problem was, Rollo, the dude's, the guy who used to run that Aussie Beach TV thing, his microphone broke down on the day. So the audio is absolutely Scheisenhausen. It's the camera microphone.
But no one listening to these girls anyway.
All we want to see were boobs.
Well, people were listening to us, to myself and Ethan. That was the whole point of the damn video. And it just sounds... We recorded it in my apartment. So it just sounds echoey as, man. It's a shame because I was on fire that day.
So you were.
So it's spring there now, so the beach is going to start picking up, I guess, there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But the problem is Brisbane doesn't really have a beach. That's where Brisbane's very confusing because people associate Queensland with the beach.
Yeah.
And Queensland has lots of good beaches, but Brisbane, the capital of Queensland, has no real beach. It's a little bit counterintuitive.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Gold Coast there.
Yeah, the Gold Coast.
It's all the Chinese these days.
Yeah, just like the rest of Australia, Rollo. Don't get me started. And Toronto, for that matter. Ab knows all about it.
I'm sure there's plenty of Australian blonde boobettes there. Yeah. Please, head down, John. I'll watch. I'll pay for that.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, Ab. I will. Listen, I've been do more Man on the Street interviews for a long time, right? And it's just one of those things I keep putting off, but it's an easy way to draw in audiences.
Oh,
and so long as you don't take advantage of people, I think it's perfectly fair. If you say to people, listen, I'm going to record this for a YouTube channel, well, most people will say no, but some will say yes. And so long as you don't...
You have to get a release.
Because you know Mark Dice does take advantage of people's stupidity. I never want to do that. I never want to take advantage of the lemming's stupidity. That's not my style.
Mark Dice.
You don't
want to
make fun of them. Don't make fun of them.
Like, you know, the lemmings and the normies and that, like, it's not their fault they're that
even
stupid,
use the
so...
Well,
just call them
real,
uninformed.
The real problem is that...
Uninstalled.
Durian fruit, you know durian.
Durian?
Keep going. Uninstalled. Keep going.
Yeah, all right.
You're breaking up. Go ahead.
All right, yeah, so durian fruit itself, it smells like a petroleum refinery.
I've never heard of it.
No, if you've ever cracked open a durian fruit, it smells like a petroleum refinery.
Okay. What does it look like? I've never even heard of it.
It looks like a spiky sort of Sonic the Hedgehog kind of video game, you know, CGI sort of creation. You never looked at a durian fruit? Don't know what that is?
No, not really. I just eat bananas.
Well, yeah, I mean, bananas are much more palatable than a durian fruit.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you look at a durian, I mean, it looks like something that you shouldn't eat, but you break it open, apparently it's edible.
Okay, what's your point?
the point is that this guy called Durian Rider is, you know, basing his whole persona on a fruit that is questionable in its very nature, because we don't know where these fruits are coming from. As, you know, as far as Western, you know, Northern people from North America, we don't know where these durian fruit come from. And when you open them up, they stink. They stink like a fucking petroleum refinery. That's all I'm saying. That's really what I'm saying. You know?
Ab wouldn't know about it. He hasn't been to Thailand. And I tried it. I didn't like it.
It's all right.
It's like if you eat too much... The only way I can explain it to the layman is if you eat too much garlic and you smell like garlic. And some people can't handle it.
Once your senses have overcome the initial repulsive reaction to the odor emitted by this fruit, you know, once you've overcome that, you can ingest it. It's not terrible. It's okay. But overall, this durian fruit is a repulsive thing.
Are you trying to
like beer? It could be like beer. Go.
Thanks. I'm just wondering why we're doing a fruit review all of a sudden.
Well, you know, it goes back to you know, Freebie the Banana Girl and, you know, 39 bananas a day.
Back in the day, did you see how fat she was? And see how Durian Rider posted picture of, like, this is my girlfriend, how she was. And you could see, you know, she had triple chins. And then she became nice and skinny. But it was 30 bananas a day. And I don't like bananas that much.
Okay.
No.
Well,
I am a vegetarian, but he's a vegan. He's an angry vegan. Whereas I was watching an Isaac Butterfield video today where he eats nothing but meat and green veg, but no carbs, and he lost a whole bunch of weight too on the same thing. So good luck to him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is not a vegetable channel. This is a 9/11 channel.
John, I know you do a lot of investigations. Can you add maybe to your investigations these exploding houses and exploding neighborhoods? I want to know if natural gas is actually dangerous, because I have it at my house, and I think the public has the right to know if all these natural gas houses are blowing up and completely demolish the neighborhood if we should be worried. Because apparently one of these occurred in Boston area in the last day or so. We got a message from Brian Stabley.
I can't speak to exploding houses. What I can say is that I think in a better world, you would not have to be working in that kind of environment at this time of day. You'd be a full-time blogger and podcaster, and we wouldn't be hearing all kinds of reversing beeping in the background. So it's great to see that more people are supporting Fakeologist.com. And you know what? For just $1.19 a month, you can help get Fakeologist out of the truck and behind a microphone full-time. I think we'd all have to see it at Fakeologist.com. What do you reckon?
I don't think I'd have enough to say. You got way more to say than me. I'm not sure I could fill a day. That's why I don't have a monthly rate, because I don't think I could live up to the commitment, I guess, to all these paying customers. Make me nervous.
I'm sorry if that, you know, diatribe about durian fruit was off topic, but it seemed to be on topic. Does anyone have any comments on durian fruit? Have you tried it? Is it, you know, palatable? Is it, you know, is it something you would pay money for?
Well, we don't have them
right. Let me tell you right now, when I get to Thailand, I'm going to make a video and dedicate it to my friend Uninstall Media from the north midwest of the US, just for you, Uninstall. When I get to Thailand, mate, so the second thing I'm going to do is try out the durians. I've heard terrible things.
Yeah, no, you should really try it. You should try it.
Smells like petroleum processing plant, from what I've heard.
Did you take a video of Durian Ryder eating a durian fruit?
I'm going to try and meet up with him, Ab. In fact, actually, I've just worked out how I found out about him. So, this summer, I was at work, and we were not busy, so I was just surfing the net. And I decided to go and check out the Flat Earth, you know, the Eric Dubay Flat Earth Forum? And so they have this wall of fame. And so I thought, well, that's what I wanted to know. So I went to check it, and I'm not on it, sadly, not yet.
Oh.
Even though Eric Dubay made a diss rap about me once upon a time, so I didn't make it to his Shill Wall of Fame, but he had this guy called Durian Ryder. And then it said that he was in Thailand. And I've been thinking about Thailand a lot lately because that is my goal to get to Chiang Mai. So anyway, I click on this Durian Ryder link, and he's talking about diet and nutrition, and I'm willing to listen. Because anyone who's in good shape, I will listen to what you have to say. If you're a fat slob, I don't want to hear what you have to say about anything, to be honest.
If you're in good shape,
I will listen to what you have to say about health and nutrition. So I'm listening to this Durian Ryder guy.
Do you listen to an ounce of salt? He's a big boy.
Well, I was surprised by that. That's the first time I've seen him on camera. To be honest, I expected him to be in... how do I put this diplomatically? I was a little bit surprised by that video, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, he's the one who got me on the salt. He's a big guy. Oh, he said many times he's big on the air. He said that.
I just assumed he meant that he was tall, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, he said he's obese. He said that to himself.
Do you remember when Dustpan and Banazir interviewed Eric Dubay? And they just spent a whole fucking hour on the interview, it's a dissing you, fake. It was fucked up. What the fuck was that all about? I still can't get over it.
You know what the opposite of love is?
Yeah, indifference, but not hate. That was just insane.
I don't even remember
listening to that hour and just going, and Eric DeBay's there going, what the fuck's Fakeologist? What's wrong with you two? Who are you?
Yeah. I
but
know
they managed to organize an interview, and I just went, yeah, these two are fucked up.
I
want
to know what somebody said to Dusty and Banazir. They must have said something, because it certainly was nothing I've done or said.
No, you didn't do something. Shit. Right.
Somebody said something, nice I don't even know who that is. Some agent provocateur doesn't even have to be paid said something, I'm sure of it.
Yeah. But for them to do that, I mean, and to make all those Dustpan videos that...
Well, they didn't make the Dustpan videos, I guarantee you that.
Yeah,
that
they were pretty good, though. I laughed at them. I thought they were great.
You'd have to look up...
I know, I'm Kermit the Frog! You were Kermit the Frog, yeah.
You have to ask yourself, who is capable of doing that kind of video? Because I'm pretty sure those two didn't. I'm positive it wasn't them.
Ah, well, he's the last. Well, whoever it is, just needs to. I mean, it's just they're worried about freedom of speech, and this hate speech thing that's coming in now is massive. And
there's always been hate speech opponents. They're going on, and there's a guy that puts out a what they call anti-Semitic newspaper in Toronto, and there's a lawyer that I follow here that wants to shut him down. They don't want him to be able to even come up your stoop and put the paper on your porch. They want him shut down. So there's always these try and pass these non-criminal laws where you can't say something they don't like. It's always been going on. And they've always drawn attention to whoever they don't like, to me. I've always said, well, who are these people they don't like? And none of them are, okay, some of them they say things I don't agree with, but I want to know why we can't say we don't like this or that. Sure. So they've always been out there. It's nothing new.
I've always liked how you've flown under the radar, Ab. I mean, you pretty much keep it on one sort of topic. I mean, we can stray a little bit, but the 9/11 thing is what hooked me from the start. Hooked me.
I know, you love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't get enough of 9/11 talk. Yeah.
I only bring it up every time that there's a fake event and we have to go back to the template and say, okay, are we seeing the same things from 9/11, which we know is the absolute best hoax of all time? And if you see parallels and similarities, then you can pretty much write off whatever is going on the day, today, and what's happening today that we can compare to 9/11. Because they don't get any bigger or better than that, I don't think.
In our lifetime.
It's a great resort.
Yeah,
it's a great resort. But maybe there'll be another 9/11 with the One World Trade Center, Freedom Tower.
But the Spiro thing going the other night, or the cage fight, or whatever it was, I didn't want to get in the rate of that. I just let that go. You posted it. You posted it. So,
I didn't listen yet. I'm too busy on John LeBond, 6-hour marathon. I'm not even finished that yet.
Do we get that? Have you got to be a member of John LeBond's side to get that? I haven't heard that yet.
We just spent the first part of this call talking about it, Roland.
Oh, okay. I'm not a member of johnlebond.com, so how do I get that?
John released a 6-hour call that I produced, but I've also produced a 1-hour cut-down version for Master Tape Theatre that Ab will release.
Yeah. We should say it's not a 6-hour call. It's two separate calls that are broken up into 3 files, so it's digestible, it's listenable, and it's all self-referential in the sense that it's all self-contained. So the 3 different files are all listenable in and of themselves. And I was very happy with how they all came out. And another huge thanks to Velocet for making that happen. And the turnaround time as well, Velocet. I thought, man, if he gets this all done within a week, then we've had a good week. But you got it all done in, 3 days?
I just did one a day. So.
Velocet, JLB is a going concern. I hope you're getting paid. Let's be honest.
We're in negotiations. John's been very
good. I hope so.
John, we're in contract negotiations. My people are talking to his people. His people are talking to my people. Lots of drama.
I'm a radio guy, though. I don't have people. I just do the voices on the phone, and John thinks it's other people.
There's all kind of amber claims going across the table, you know what I mean? And so we're locked in contract negotiations. But I'm sure in time, a fair deal will be brokered. I'm sure, yes.
I can't pay Velocet, but maybe in the future I'd shoot some coin to Velocet. I know there's these site called Fiverr where you get paid $5 plus for work. So I'm a businessman. I'll pay Velocet. No problem.
Can I ask you a hypothetical, Ab? You know, a hypothetical. So it's not a real thing, but it's just like a thought experiment. Can I ask you one now?
Yeah.
If you were offered a yearly salary to be a full-time 40 to 50 hours a week podcast host, would you be willing to give away the truck and move into doing this full time? Would you be open to that possibility?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because my business is pretty good. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to say no. I think it might be one of those passions that might turn sour if I have to do it all the time. But if I become disabled and can't do what I'm doing, then yeah, I'd have to look for everything. But just like computers, I was going to do computers, but as soon as I applied for some jobs and figured out what I didn't know, I just said, I don't really want to do that. I can't do that as a job. So I don't mind doing it as a hobby. I think podcasting is the same way. I'm not sure I would or could do it. And you're younger, you don't have a family and a lot of financial commitments from what you say. I think it's absolutely a great thing for you to be doing, and you're good at it, and I think you should keep going. And if you can do it the donation method or the membership method, then good on you, mate. Yeah, I
appreciate that. If someone said to me, hey, JLB, we'll give you a salary to sit in a truck, I'd be like, well, can you organize my B double license? If they said, yeah, sure, that's part of the deal, done. I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
But you're already a podcaster. That's what gets me with you, Ab. Like, you're already a podcaster. You put so much time into this, and you've been doing this for such a long time. This is perfect. This is like a synchronicity right here.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
In my dreams, I have a plan. Thank you.
Yeah, we are. We are on Fakeologist.com. And let's just... Whoa!
Puppet show.
All right.
Puppet show.
Here we go.
Fakeologist puppet show. Puppet show. Puppet show.
A barn.
It could be the
thing.
That is absolutely brilliant. That is our friend with the puppet show. Hey, do you remember this? Sorry to interrupt you guys. Remember this, Rollo? We had a puppet show pilot episode back in late 2016. Do you remember that? Rollo's gone on silent.
No.
There he is.
Yeah. What was
Do you remember that we had a puppet show, a live stream puppet show pilot episode? And I know it was late 2016 because I remember where I was living at the time. I was a nomad at the time, and I was living in a friend's place.
I remember, yeah, down in Melbourne.
Down in Melbourne, that's correct, yeah. This was 2 years ago, bro. And I for the life of me, can't tell you what the hell we talked about at the time.
We had Skype, and you had Skype, and you had all your mates come in to shot. Remember we were doing a... One of those,
Rollo, I'm going to re-release it. I've got everything saved. That's the beauty of what I do. I've got everything saved. I'm going to find that puppet show pilot. And we're going to re-release that to members of Fakeologist.com. What do you reckon?
Yeah, why not?
On one condition. But the good people out there who love Rollo's work and Ab's work here at Fakeologist.com, sign up for just $1.19 a month. You won't even notice that it's coming out of your bank account.
$1.19.
Imagine if 1,000 people out there did that. $1.19.
And then Ab wouldn't have to be in the truck anymore. And he could be
Imagine if Ab could scale down from 5 days a week in the truck down to three. That's two more days. One day for the family, one day for Fakeologist.com. I think everyone's a winner, baby. That's no lie. What do you reckon, Ab?
Hey, has he got that? Has Velocic got that on the board? Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth.
Oh, of course he's got it.
Hot chocolate.
Velocic, do you have Spotify?
There it comes.
It's ridiculous how quick he is at that.
It's like the greatest feature.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous, man.
The man knows what he's doing.
It's ridiculous, man.
You're a liar.
I might have to hire Velocet just so he doesn't pump up the competition.
The guy's an expert.
We would have got away with it if it wasn't for that dastardly Simon Shack. Blah, 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 bling, 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 blah. Blah, 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 bling, 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 blah. It's ridiculous, man.
Why do you want to murder?
Oh, he's dropping John in there. Very good.
Why do you want to spiritually murder people? Why? Why are you murdering? Why are you spiritually murdering? Why?
If anyone, for any reason at all, claims that anybody died or got hurt, they are a spiritual murderer. They are a liar. That's a fact.
That's a great drop. I got to take that one.
You as well. If you claim that anybody died or got hurt, then you're a spiritual murderer as well. That's a fact.
You got to send me that one. That is great.
I got this. Stop interrupting me. Stop interrupting me.
I'm growing all this California weed. It's so fucking good. Why are you such a liar? Why? Why?
That is, in fact, a lie.
No, no. That is a lie. You are a lie.
That's a lie.
That's
stop
a lie.
It. Stop it.
You
that's
stop
a lie.
It. You stop it.
Oh, that's...
Oh, we got Caesar in the room. We got Pontius Pilate in the room. What is truth, right?
Fantastic, Melissa. Wow. Woo! Melissa, can you use Spotify?
No.
Okay, I just signed up for Spotify. I'm going to shill for Spotify. It is a pretty good service, and they have almost every song. And you don't have to go through YouTube and download it. So I'd recommend Spotify. I probably would recommend the stock, too. Only $189 U.S. to share. Going to the moon.
That's the first Fakeologist stock tip. Very
cool. Well, I would definitely put some money in that. Because I just signed up. I don't know what it is, 15 U.S. a month or something. And I have to admit, I don't like streaming, but I can find so many more songs than I could on YouTube. YouTube does scrub a lot of songs here and there. And I guess the artist gets something.
It was almost like they were inserted into the YouTube.
Exactly, Darian.
There was lots of shills on 9/11, mate. That was never supposed to get out.
First time we can actually hear you, Sarian. You must have boosted the hell out of the signal.
Greatest brainwashing tool I ever had.
That's for sure. Tell us, what can you tell us what program you use for the drop? I know Adam Curry has a separate touch screen where he puts the drops all on one page and he can touch them. Easier, I guess, than clicking and...
Adam Curry uses a program called Soundbite for Mac for his drops, and he uses Audio Rack Suite as his playlisting program. I use RCS Next Gen.
Because he's... No, oh, yeah, you've got the high-end thing. He's switching to Windows or has switched to Windows, and I think he's got a tablet with all the drops on them now. I don't know what program he uses. I would like something for Windows, but I couldn't find anything.
Soundbite. Go look it up, Soundbite. It's good. It's good as a standalone just for drops. Like, the one I have does playlisting and drops in one. But if you just want drops, look at, Soundbite.
Soundbite for Windows?
I think they might make it for both. Let me have a look.
I don't think so. There's so many things that are not on Windows. I couldn't find anything decent. But I wouldn't mind getting a touch screen. And then putting all the drops for each person on its own screen. But it'd be
great. Yeah, so Soundbite works on Windows and Mac, but it's a remote control. So the program runs on your PC or Mac, and you remote control from an app on a tablet.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So it has to be on a tablet as well?
Well, that's you can use it straight off the computer if you want, but you can remote control it from a tablet. But the sound's still going to come out of the computer.
Sure. Because I'd rather get a touch screen. No, a touch screen?
Yeah, they're much quicker than using the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm back from my smoke. That was good. Everyone's a winner, baby.
If you can send me the link to that, that'd be fantastic. I'd appreciate it.
No worries.
Smoking so glamorous. And that was from... What was that from? What was that? The CIA guy, American Dad or something, wasn't it? The Alien.
Roger the Alien, yeah.
Roger the Alien, yeah, that was cool.
Aliens, I like John's recent video with the aliens pulling all the strings down the line. That was clever.
I like John LeBron's latest one when he was taking the piss out of the Australian film 1999. What was it called? It was called
The Dish.
The Dish.
The Dish. Yeah, that was
Have
good.
Have you seen The Dish, Rollo? And what's your opinion on the film The Dish?
You put, yeah, but I saw you put the little thing in the actual... That was really clever.
I mean, yeah, I was pretty proud of myself at that one, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I was proud of you, too.
Man, this is above me. I'm just a channel. I'm a channel for something much bigger than this. I'm a vessel for the cosmos.
Don, do you think we could get Rollo a copy of that 9/11 show since he's such a big fan? That would be great.
You know what? I think we might be able to organize it. I think we might. And this Rollo, is great. When Rollo is like this tonight, when he's behaving himself, it's fantastic, man. This is great. I've had a great night tonight. You, Rollo... Mm-hmm. Rick tonight was terrific as well. This is fantastic. I love it.
Ooh. Not too much of that. Not too many bubbles tonight.
Rollo said to 9/11 fan, I think he'd love your show, your 9/11 show. He might be a good promoter.
Yeah, if you can send me the link, that'll be fine.
Well, you know what, Fakeologist, you are an honorary member of .com. If you were to accidentally share a few links, I don't think it would be the end of the world. If you get what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
I get it. All right, I'll help
appreciate
you out
there, Rolls.
Appreciate Rolls it. Rolls is such a great promoter. Not so much drunk, but, you know, overall, Rolls is just...
Hold on, the links are just coming through now. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I think I've just got them.
Me?
Yep. So I've got JLB member Discord, 9/11 special, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. How did you do it? Oh, no, 4. Good. That's good. And,
happy listening.
Oh, can you send me a link to the fourth episode, Rollo? I'd appreciate that. I've only got the first
part. It must be the fourth part.
Three. It's the 13th part of Fawlty Towers. Remember? Fawlty Towers? They said there was a 13th part of Fawlty Towers. And Fawlty Towers is one of my favorite shows. And
me
because,
too.
You know, because on 9/11, they were Fawlty Towers, weren't they? They were Fawlty Towers.
Are you saying there was a 13th episode? I didn't see that.
There was a thing floating around on the interwebs, on the Google machine, on the interwebs there for a while. I'm going, I want to see this. Because I enjoyed all 12. But yeah.
Well,
you sent me the three JLB member Discord 9/11 special. Yeah. And everybody
was. You're going to enjoy it. It was really good, actually, and there aren't too many
audios
out there. You'll love it, Rollo. You'll love it.
Yeah, look, let's keep it real. Ab kind of he squeezed it to me a little bit before, and I kind of went, yeah. I wish I could be that professional about talking about 9/11.
Did you listen to it already?
I listened to part one, and I thought part one was brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Really good.
Because it's a brilliant you do it in a
very professional.
Look, this is that's the way you got to do it. And look, it's not about making money on truth. It's just like I think it's speaking truth myself.
Let me give my opinion on that.
Go,
I'm not making money on the truth because I don't own the truth, okay? Even if what I'm saying is true, I don't own it. It's an idea. Mm-hmm. So what I am doing is just providing a platform for people to discuss these ideas. And the reality of the situation is that if you have a completely open house, sometimes people will behave in ways they wouldn't behave if they had something invested in the situation. Okay, that's the fact of the matter. So what I've done is I've provided a platform where people can come along. They know that they'll get a chance to speak. They know that they will not be abused or mistreated. And they know that we're going to discuss a different topic every week. Okay, so that's what people are paying for. This idea that, people are paying for the truth. Well, that's ridiculous, man, because I don't have the truth, you see.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're right.
And, and what gets me is, and this is not a complaint, but let me just express this to you guys.
Yeah.
This recent THC appearance that I had, I was discussing with him media fakery. So the topics that most people on this website claim to value, I was discussing those with a guy with a much larger audience base than any of us have. And I would have thought people would have been happy about that. I would have thought people would have been like, whether it's JLB or Abba Fakeologist or Marcus Allen or anybody, I would have thought people would have been happy about that. But some of the responses that I have seen and read and heard, I thought, this isn't people who really care about the ideas. This is a little bit of sour grapes and egoism getting in the way of a broader perspective, is how it seems to me at the time. So
I haven't read anything like that. I don't know where you're reading it, but I haven't seen any.
You've got to go to the high side chats and just go underneath. This is where John LeBon. Who was that one that you singled out someone specifically, John?
Well, I don't mean to single people out specifically, but what's interesting is if you look at the recent uploads on the High Side Chats YouTube channel, of his last dozen interviews, because he uploads the first hour or so from his calls, of the last dozen or so, my call is clearly more popular by view count than the next, like whatever second is a distant second. Now, that's not because of me, okay? That's because of the ideas. And because of how well Greg edited the call. So this is not me speaking pridefully or there's anything great about me. I'm just some dude from Brisbane. Who cares, right? Yeah. But the ideas that I was sharing with his audience, this idea of media fakery and a potential deception to do with war and Tesla and these kinds of things, people are interested in this stuff. And so and you guys know about all of this, and all of your listeners know about this stuff. And Rollo, you know about this stuff. So to us, we know that.
One of my favorite comments.
Well, you guys know about all this stuff, and so I was able, fortunately, I'm very thankful to the cosmos for this, to share this with a much wider audience. And if that was either of you guys doing that, I'd have been like happy about it, celebratory. But some of the feedback that I've seen from certain people, it seems as though they're not really. You know, they're not looking at the bigger picture and being happy about it. They still want to sit on the sidelines and throw poo. And I just think you would still point out people would have grown up. No, they're not. Once upon a time, they were throwing peanuts, and now they're just pooing on their fingers and just hurling it at the stage, man. And it's like
pooing out of their backsides and then throwing it at you.
Nice. God, how big of an audience do you think Greg has?
Well, that's a great question, Ab. I've got my opinion on that. I'll share it with you in a moment. What's your opinion, Ab? Like, what? Because I don't even know what your audience is. I've asked you a couple of times over the last few years. You never give a direct answer. So I don't even know what your audience is.
I've given my... All I can tell you is I don't have a lot of... You see all the donors. That's an accurate list. And so I have a few donors. Pretty good. I have a nice crowd. Nothing to bank on, but it's fine. And I haven't looked at my downloads lately, but it's a couple thousand, I think, of the audio chat mainly. There isn't a main show. So overall, I'm a pretty consistently small group, for sure. As for Greg's show, I don't really like his show because I don't like most of the topics. So I don't have anything nasty to say about him other than the fact I don't like the way he swears at the end. I find that against my sensibility, but... That's just my prudishness. But I didn't see too much negativity about your appearance on Greg's show at all. I guess there may be one person, but he's pretty against everybody who's in this field of research.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, well, the overwhelming majority of the response has been positive, and it's been phenomenal. Over the last, I can't tell you guys the last 2 weeks, just how it's just been phenomenal. It's been uplifting. It's been re-energizing, and it's been humbling. The last 2 weeks, I can barely describe it. I'm not here to condone alcohol use, but the truth is, the last couple of weeks, I've just been enjoying a couple of you know, cheeky little cocktails and just sitting back and relaxing and thinking, this is great. Like, after all of these years of effort, finally, some of my ideas, like the history hoax, are getting out to people. And some of the emails I've been receiving and the private car, it's just been, it's hard to describe to you guys. Like, it's almost like, if you imagine all of the positive feedback that you get over the space of 12 months, imagine that coming to you in the space of 2 weeks. That's what it's been like for me for the last 2 weeks. It's been amazing. So I would say that 98 or 99% of people who I've had correspondence with have been positive. But what gets me is just, it's just this small little fringe group of fakeologists or whatever. And this is not...
Okay.
Fight against fakeologist.com because that has been fantastic and you guys have been great. But there's just a few people on this website where it's like, guys, what do you want exactly? What I'm on a bigger platform. Nobody forced Greg Carwell to speak to me, but he did. And I'm talking about the war hoax and the Tesla hoax and skepticism, right? Why would anyone have a problem with this? Like, what is going through their mind? What kind of thinking patterns are they stuck in that they would see this as a bad thing? It's phenomenal when you think about it, really.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't think about it, though. That's the difference between me and you. I don't worry about the naysayers, because if you say they're 1%, you've given them way too much airtime already.
Way too much
thought and consideration. Way too much. If Rollo listened to all his detractors...
I wouldn't.
You, John,
Greg,
you're one of them.
Greg, one of his...
John, Greg, Rollo would have jumped in the river by now. He would have...
I know. Greg, actually, someone wrote, Greg, delete this guy, this John LeBond guy. Get rid of him. And he just wrote, all right. It was the most lovely, all right.
Well, you know what's cool, Rollo? You know what's cool? Yeah. And this is just my opinion. This is not what I'm telling you from Greg. I haven't corresponded with him since the release. But from what I can gather, this has been a good thing for his website as well. Okay, I know that a lot of my members have gone and checked out his work now. And like I said, if you just look at the raw upload views, this has been far more popular than anything else that he's uploaded for the last dozen episodes. So it seems to me as though the discussion of media fakery and what I call skepticism has been good for his channel, which is good. It's definitely been good for my website. I can prove that with the stats. So it's a win-win thing.
Yeah, you kept it mostly to dinosaurs, as far as I remember.
No, not to dinosaurs at all. He didn't want to talk about dinosaurs. That's the funny thing. Yeah,
that was the thing that I was more interested in. That was the more...
Well, then just go to dinoskeptic.com. That's my website. I've got... like half a dozen videos there for free. There's almost 2 hours of videos there for free. Right. But Greg didn't want to talk about dinosaurs because he thinks it's a distraction, which he has every right.
He has
every right to, you know, if Greg has an opinion or another, it's his platform. Like, why would anyone judge him? The way I see it is, if you don't like how someone's doing their thing, go and do it better. But all these pooflings, they're not doing shit. They don't even have a blog. And this is another area where Dave J, just hear me out.
Yep, thank you, Bill.
That was Rollo, for anyone listening.
No, it wasn't. That was Bill. It is soundboard.
Just hear me out. The thing about Dave J is, Dave J says, well, what's your work? All right, you want to criticize me? What's your work? And most of the proofreaders have no work to share.
Exactly.
That's okay, John.
Hey!
We need
media fakery is where we are here at fakeologist.com. What's the number? Can we call in now?
Draw out the best in us. No, you can't call in because I'm not there.
You can't call in to 874. What's the number?
877-450. I believe it's 6447.
That's
only open toll free. And I did get a nice call from
who?
What's his name? Mark from Memphis. He's my only caller. We didn't really talk too much. So I didn't record it because it wasn't that interesting. Yeah. But
Mark Sargent? Mark Sargent?
No, Mark from Memphis.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never heard of him before. I told him to join the Discord. He wanted to talk to Dave J. I told him I could not connect.
Everybody wants to talk to Dave J until they don't.
Exactly.
Spiro did until he didn't. God, Lord, that was hard to listen to.
Definitely phone me. You can phone that number anytime. I will take the call. And I can record it now on my smartphone. I figured out a way. So if you want to call, if anyone wants to call me and just shoot the breeze, I'll talk to them.
Sure. And record it.
I only have to pay 3 cents a minute. So it is a toll-free number in North America. I will. I'm a real person. I will talk to you. I'd be kind of busy, though, like I am now, but I will talk.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Just keep it real, Ab. Yeah, I'm just looking at all your donors and your monthly donors and whatnot. The donate model might work better than
I'm not proving that the membership is
well, a membership It does work. 877-450-6447 talk on fakeologist.com. And,
people telling me that the membership thing wouldn't work. It's funny looking back that it has worked better than people told me. So,
right.
People can say whatever they like. But
does it work better?
We are pretty much on the same. We're on the pretty much on the same page here. Maybe on toll free 877-450-6447 to call Ab. Yeah.
Does it spell anything?
No, it's not 1-300-564-652 like 1-300-John-Laws. Was he on air today? Let's have a look.
Absolute wanker.
Thank you. I love that.
You are.
Oh, fuck off.
Oh, wanker.
Absolute wanker. Hey, or the, what was it? What did you call me? A blood-headed bastard. Was he on air today? No, he hasn't been on air.
I now authorize you to mention Fakeologist and JohnLeBond.com because he's Australian. People might be more interested in John. So definitely plug John and myself when you get on.
Well, John LeBond. Oh, JohnLeBond.com when I get on. He hasn't been on air since the 10th. The 10th of September. He called in sick and hasn't been on air. Look.
He was busy
looking at it now.
The Fakeologist specials, I think.
It could be. Thank you, Bill.
Looking for material.
Fucking hell, man. Yeah, he knew that I was going to call in on September 11th and wanted a big long chat with him about no planes on 9/11. He hasn't called in since. Fuck me.
I hope he's all right. Yeah, well, yeah. Hypotheticals, right? It's not something that's real, it's just a thought experiment.
Yeah, go for it.
If John Laws contacted you and said, I want to meet you in Sydney on Wednesday night for dinner, and it's going to be you and me, no recording, just a conversation. Just you and me. Would you meet him on the Wednesday just to have a chat? No conversation, no recording, just a chat.
Of course you would.
Of course you would, because you respect him.
Never meet your hero. Never meet your hero.
I've met him twice. Hey, Ab, listen.
Okay.
I've met him twice, and the guy was perfectly amicable to me twice. And it wasn't, and one of them was at Otto, on a night when, we were just sitting there and we went and him and the princess and we spoke to him and none of it got recorded. And he was like, he had the same voice, lovely John Law's voice. And he was perfectly amicable, perfect gentleman. And I asked him about, him and Darren Hinch having a fight and him and, and some of the crazy things he's done on there.
Yeah. You know what's funny, it's like, how come none of these guys who say, like, so you have lots of alt-media presenters who say that they know somebody or that they know someone who knows someone who died on that day, witnessed the crash, whatever.
Yeah,
How come they're not reaching out to us? Like, how come they're not reaching out to you?
Good point.
Or John LeBond or Fakeologist? How come they're not reaching out and saying, look, I know what I know, and this has happened. Like, that's never happened, has it? No.
Not really. No.
But why should it, though? Like, if their audience is the lemming, the masses, why should someone who is at the top of the masses' listenership reach out to us on the fringe of the fringe? Why would they do that?
It would stand to reason that they're not interested in gaining a broader perspective.
Yeah.
But why should they be? I mean, if you're at the top of the pops, if the lemmings love you, why are you speaking to the fringe of the fringe? Why would you do that for?
Because you have all these comedians and presenters coming out of New York. Steve Ranasisi, comedian types who have said that they have these stories, and it turns out they're a liar in Steve Ranasisi. But, you have all these people, Tom Papa, Joe Rogan's podcast, for instance. Mm-hmm.
I'm in stock. Can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Yeah,
you get the idea. Like, this is not a real thing, but just a thought experiment, right? If you were invited onto Joe Rogan, they gave you a couple of weeks to prep, and they said, we want you to come to Joe Rogan as a guest, and we're going to ask you questions about 9/11 and media fakery, and, like, we're not going to bully you, but, you know what Joe Rogan's like. Like, be ready to answer some tough questions. Would you accept their invitation onto Joe Rogan?
I would accept that, and I would take at least 3 doses of ayahuasca before I went on that podcast.
If you were in a studio and he handed you a doobie, would you smoke the doobie?
Yeah, I'd totally get high on Joe Rogan's weed. Why not?
I've been thinking about this lately. Like, what if they invited me on to talk about dinosaurs? Because the reality is that I am the world's leading dinosaur skeptic, right? So what if I was in his part of the world and they invited me on and they were like, hey, man, so you think, like, dinosaurs are fake? Like, what are you, man? And I was like, all right, whatever, just let me explain my story to you. And then Joe Rogan handed me a doobie. I've thought about this. What would I do? And part of my brain would be like, well, don't condone drug abuse because most young people are abusing way too much drugs, right? It's weird. Really? Part of my brain, just hear me out, Rollo, part of my brain would be like, well, you're on the Joe Rogan show. All of their listeners are stoners. Just go with it, man. Just have fun. So, I don't really know what I would do until I'm in that situation, but maybe I would just go with it. Fucking smoke up and watch videos
or you could fake hit it,
fake hit it. That's it.
Just
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Yeah, pretend rip. Pretend rip, Joe. JLV. Pretend rip.
Nah, that's not my style.
No, but the thing is, you've spoken to stoners before and you didn't like it. Remember, what was that guy? I used to like him. Something boy, something girl. What was that? Those two? Like
validation.
Validation boy. Remember? When he did a pre-recorded thing, and you go, oh man, this guy makes a lot of sense.
Can you give context for the listeners? I'm going to cut this out and upload this.
Oh, okay.
Just give the listeners.
Validation boy was this a guy that did. Lovely, well-produced, YouTube videos. They didn't go for that long. They were about five minutes. And then when you get him actually in real life, and John LeBon has done it, and he puts the light down low so you can barely see him, and he's got his mic in front of him, and he's there puffing away, and then you just go, where's the sense that you used to get on those well produced videos that he did, Validation Boy, Validation Girl? That I can't make it any more clearer than that. It was just like, okay, whatever topic it was, it didn't matter. Give me a topic. I'll give you a Validation Boy.
That's good context. That's good. So there's a YouTuber called Validation Boy. And, of course, as we all know, back in 2015, JLB interviewed all the flat earthers, blah, blah, blah. So there's this guy called Validation Boy who used to make, as you said, Rob, really good videos if he was producing them like a normal video. But when you get him live, he's very empty-minded. And he's a classic example of someone who is intelligent, thoughtful, insightful, creative, all of these good things, but he's ruining himself and jeopardizing his own intelligence and basically throwing away the gifts that God gave him by getting stoned all the time. And this is evidenced by how he behaves when he is live because he's high as a kite. So in other words, you know that he's intelligent and insightful by his content that he produces when he has, time to put effort into it. You can tell this is a creative, intelligent man. But then listen to him live. You might as well be talking to a 5-year-old special needs child. Seriously, that's the difference. And what is this difference caused by? It's caused by the herbs. And a lot of people out there don't want to hear this because they are addicted to the herbs. Oh, man, this is, like, way better than alcohol. This is curing my cancer and shit. It's a lot of nonsense, man.
Let any Canadian know, by the way, it's going to be legal in Canada in about a month. And if you are caught, if you're trying to go over the border, which many Canadians do into the United States of America, and you're not an American citizen, and they smell tobacco or the herb on you, they can definitely deny you entry. And also, this is a funny one, if you are known to be an investor or part of any cannabis-related company in Canada, you will be barred for life from America. So this is a big controversial thing going on right now, and think twice before you smoke up and or sponsor a business that is illegal in the federal jurisdiction of the United States. Be careful. That's all I can say.
Psychologist, can I ask you a question? I know that your children are daughters, but hypothetically, if you had a son and he was, say he was 18, and he said to you, Dad, I want your opinion. What is your opinion on weed and marijuana use, you know, as a recreation? What would you say to your son if he asked you?
I would say I don't condone smoking. You certainly can't smoke in and around my house, so you'll have to go somewhere else. And if you are in need of pain relief or medical, I think that's different. Because I'm not sure pharmaceuticals, oil-based products are any better than something that's more natural, but as a form of escapism, I don't condone it. I take a hard line on that.
Because you're also, you're not much of an alcohol drinker as well.
No, right? I don't drink at all because I'm a commercial driver, and now they just changed the law in my jurisdiction. If you are caught with any alcohol in your system, you will lose your license. But I always kept to that policy anyway, but now it is the law here in Ontario. No, I don't drink alcohol either, just because I drive every day. I know I'm going to drive every day, so therefore I do not want any alcohol in my system ever.
What do you think of my theory, Ab, that if you read Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, when he talks about soma in a way that the masses are basically pacified through drugs, that this marijuana legalization is basically exactly that. They're finding a new way to pacify the stupid masses. What do you think of this idea that this weed legalize? Because it's being very normalized to the youngsters now. Like, it's cool, it's trendy.
It is terrible.
Do you think maybe this is just part of like a further stupidifying of the masses, the weed rollout that we're seeing?
I think it's just an acknowledgement, though, that they can't stop it. It's going on, and they have to just, instead of clogging up their court systems, I think it's just a good way to free the resources. See, I don't necessarily disagree with that. It's a very touchy subject. It's a very fine line.
Rollout. It's terrible. I don't think weed is good.
Criminal, but I don't think it should be condoned. Just like we don't condone smoking cigarettes, although we tax the hell out of it over here too. So if you're going to use it, we assume you're going to use the healthcare system because of it, and therefore you're going to have to pay indirectly for it.
Well, Ab, I mean, you know, marijuana has been legalized ostensibly in Canada throughout all provinces now, hasn't it? It's legal now. Canada, right?
And he's just gone on to here in Australia, a packet of cigarettes costs $40. It's ridiculous.
You joke?
Not kidding. $40.
For tobacco.
I can get a flight to Melbourne probably for like
$100.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So in Canada, it's just gone legal. And in the U.S., it's legal, not legal in half the states, right? So we have medical laws, we have recreational laws. Mm-hmm. These are all contributing to a gray area commerce, which, you know, people who know what I'm talking about, they know what I'm talking about.
Uninstall Media, I think I know what you're talking about. Let me interrupt you very quickly. Let me ask you a question. What is your opinion on marijuana use? And you have to answer, like, don't feel compelled to answer, but let me tell you how I used to see the world. I thought, oh, yeah, weed is relatively harmless. if people, I never used to smoke it every day, but I thought if people do, that's better than drinking every day. It's not that bad. But now with the benefit, I'm a few years older now, and now that I've seen a few more people and what's happened, I now say, no, daily weed use, no, it's not okay at all. And this idea of, oh, it's harmless compared to alcohol. So what? Too many people out there are ruining their most productive years, getting high as kites after work every day. But, and so I used to promote weed legalization, whereas now I'm like, well, no, I don't think this is something to be condoned. So that's where I'm at with this. Where are you at with marijuana as a thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I see exactly what you're saying, John, and that is that it is a pacifying sort of effect that you get from this herb, this weed. And it's the same thing that people look for from alcohol and other drugs, whether it's prescriptions or whatever. It provides a pacifying effect, sort of, you know, just chill out, you know, hang out sort of vibe. And, yeah, and so I see why it's being legalized across the board in many of these states, and that it does provide that effect. But there's also this market effect where it's a question of commerce, where you have growers and distributors who are providing the product to the market demands it, which is in a stark contrast to the so-called black market, which has existed from the 30s, 1930s, going back to Prohibition days and reefer madness and all this stuff. So it's a complex issue. And but, you know, what's my opinion on it? I think it's just another placebo. It's another one of these drugs that alcohol, prescription, whatever it is, whatever, you know, you prefer, whatever you like to take the edge off. Marijuana is becoming another one of these things. And now we have an environment where large corporations can become producers of said product, namely cannabis, in indoor environments, you know, warehouse grow ops in states where this product is legal, and they will be growing cannabis, selling it to markets in states where it's legal. This is now the environment we live in, where you have potentially, you know, Pfizer, Merck, all these major pharmaceuticals who could get on the bandwagon producing cannabinoid products. And, you know, maybe Greg Carlwood could speak more eloquently than I.
No, you're very good.
Yeah, so, you know, yes, it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
I like truth to take my edge off. I consume truth. Can you imagine if people would calm down over knowing that there's no nukes, war is a racket more than face-to-face combat?
War is a hoax, Ab. And it's good to see that you're slowly coming around to that, by the way.
Well, there's a good... I listened to mainstream podcasts as well. And there was a... I wanted to mention this, because I don't want to be absolutist, because I've always cautioned people against it, and I think it's a good policy. There's a podcast called This American Life.
Yep.
And one of the early ones in the 40s, I didn't reference it. They were talking about the Bosnian conflict. And I think we all remember in the 90s, the Balkans, former Yugoslavia, was destroyed because it was becoming more of an independent-type, non-New World Order country. They had their own car manufacturing. They had a lot of industry, very much like Syria, and they blew it apart. Now, I think it wouldn't be hard to blow it apart because there's a lot of different races, religions and backgrounds, and they've always been at each other's throats. And it was talking about the War Crimes Tribunal, which a lot of Canadian judges were involved in. And it was just saying how no high-level ranking officer was charged and or found guilty. But they went after a lot of the foot soldiers who claim they did kill people. And quite honestly, I think it's very possible that it is. You can incite people at the lower level just to shoot other people they don't know and or don't like. And those people were persecuted and prosecuted. So I think it is quite possible, just like I'm sure there are people being shot in Chicago. There's enough people that don't have anything where life is meaningless and worthless because they don't have anything to live for. If you have nothing to lose, then, and you have no value on your own life, then applying that to other people is very simple. And the last thing you want to do is run into someone. You never want to run into someone who has nothing to lose, because that means they apply that to you, even if you have a thousand things to lose or a million things to lose, including a family. So,
That's all well and good, but the fact of the matter is that war is a hoax. Nobody died, nobody got hurt, period. But it is good to see you coming around. It's good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you, Velvet.
Do you ever think you put two people in a room against each other and incite one to violence over another? I do.
I lived in Lakemba in 1988-89, and when that Balkan thing was going on,
the Balkan,
the Bosnian Serbians and Croats,
the Bosnian,
and we had a lot of there were a lot, I mean, because there were Greeks and Greeks as well, so we had a lot of troubles with that when that was going down.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie.
Stop it.
This American Life, episode 48. I want you to listen to that.
I'm just telling you from personally, I worked in Lakemba.
I'll put the link in there.
And they brought their war to Australia.
Rollo, anyone who tells you that there were two sides shooting each other to kill each other is a liar.
Okay, so there are no countries fighting each other. There are countries working with each other.
Well, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but there's internal.
Maybe they were being fooled the same. But
it's all a big gag.
Here's the link. I'll put it in the live stream show notes. Take a look at that. Listen to that. Interesting.
Well, guys,
that happens is in fact a liar.
Let's into one here in the morning. So I want to say a big thanks. By the way, it's a shame that Rick had to leave us, but before tonight's call, honestly,
he'll be back.
I had four things to say about him, but chatting before we press record tonight, he seems like a nice guy, and I think
I've met him in real life.
He's judged people on like a short amount of correspondence, but no, it was enjoyable to chat with him and Rollo as well, and this is good, guys, because. Like Rick said, and I agree with him completely about this, we all have enough people in our real lives who are meant to be family, friends, colleagues, who think we're crazy. Why the hell would we seek to make enemies of other people who at least understand that 9/11 was a hoax? It's crazy.
Agreed.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm very fortunate. I've got a few dozen people around the world who I can chat about this stuff with every Sunday, Australia time, Saturday night, America time. It's 7 p.m. in New York at johnlebon.com. And I met many of them through fakeologist.com, which is why it is so good for me to see you, Ab, doing better with the website. All of these people sending you through some money and signing up as monthly members. And I do believe that with another year or two of effort, we'll get you out from behind the steering wheel and behind a microphone, and won't that be fantastic? There should be at least one person in the entire world. Okay, there's not 7 billion people, that's a hoax. But there are millions of people. There should be at least one person who can do this full-time, where they just do a website, where they say 9/11 was a hoax, nobody died, nobody got hurt. There should be at least one person out. Now, I would prefer that to be
on
you.
On my bucket list.
No,
my bucket list is to meet Ab.
Just relax for a second. Just relax. I would prefer for that person to be Ab. But if Ab's busy driving trucks and making good money, that's great. It's going to have to be John LeBond from johnlebond.com with Vela Set on the production. Thank you very much. Doing a fantastic job. This has been great, guys. Great. 5-1. I've got to go.
That's a lie.
So thanks. Okay, well, he did fuck a couple of things up. He messed up the 9/11 Barack Obama.
That's one little clip I forgot to anchor in the project, so it went somewhere else.
Yeah, well, just
it was
just
all good
randomly in the call. That was pretty funny, though.
You give me a John the Bond soundboard, Bellicet, when you get a chance, because I'm going to do a show with him cussing out.
Hold on, let me just show a drag the lights, man. Let's bring it out.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous, man.
John the Bond soundboard. We're going to have to share our soundboards. They're off to borrow yours.
Blah, 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 bling, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 bling.
That's so good. Hey, listen, Rollo, it's been good chatting with you tonight, Rollo. Rollo, you've been...
Hey,
speaking. This has been great.
So let me, before I drag the streamer bot out, I just want to say I'll put it on my bucket list to meet fakeologist.com in my lifetime. I want to meet Faker. Yeah, fakeologist.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're in bed with the
I don't drink, though.
It doesn't matter. Okay. I've got the highest respect for you. And then, holy fuck, who's ringing me? Hold on.
They're in bed with the goblin. In bed with a goblin.
You know, I know someone who called Jeffrey C. during one of his live shows. They found his phone number. So while Jeffrey was doing a live show, his phone number started ringing. And you could hear him saying, "Someone's calling me."
It was actually my wife. It was my wife telling me to shut the fuck up.
Was he in bed with a goblin?
That's another thing, too. I reckon Rollo, as much as she hates me, if she met me in real life, she wouldn't hate me so much. I'm actually a fairly nice guy. Like, I'm not the nicest, but I'm pretty nice.
You and the nicest.
So why does Chrissy, that's the best question of the night. Why does Chrissy hate John LeBlanc?
That's a great question. I'd love to know the answer.
Because she thinks he's so self-righteous. Sanctimonious,
no,
self-righteous.
He's not about me, Rollo. It's because I'm one of those people where people talk about me when I'm not around. So you're always wasting poor Chrissy's time talking about me.
I know.
You're like, Rollo, I don't want to talk about JLB. I've never met him in my life.
You're a polarizing figure. That's what it is.
I can't talk to that because my wife hates me.
Anyway, guys, I'm out of here. Hey, thanks to fakeologist.com.
Can we play your song on the way out? Your song about making friends in real life?
Go join. Play it.
You might as well. Go on. Thanks to Vela Sit on their soundboard. See you guys next time.
Thank you, John.
Everyone who enjoy the podcast that I've got coming out from John's multi-hour chat. But this is John's song, When I Look Into Your Eyes.
All right, so if I was in Illinois and I sent you a private message on Discord and said, hey, Uninstall Media, I'm going to be in Illinois in this period of time and I would love to meet up with you and just get a coffee or a peppermint tea and let's just hang out, all right? And it's up to you if we just meet up off the record. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but do you think you'd take me up on that invitation? Just me up to five cocktails, man. Come on. Because I would love to meet you as a real person. I would love to meet you. I'd love just to meet up and just have a chat. It'd be a great night. It'd be fun, right? If you met me in person, I think it would go some way. Like, if we could just meet up, handshake, have a beer, end of the night, just a brief hug and, like, a look in each other's eyes and you see that I'm just a person, you're just a person. The five cocktails, that's pretty nice. Come on. Goodness gracious. In the fear. Just take a deep breath, relax, enjoy the sunlight. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Drunk JLB is a nice guy, what can I say? I'm over here. See you guys.
Fakeologist.com. That is so brilliant. Hey, Bellicet.
That was a good one. And that was.
Absolutely brilliant.
And that was that. Magic by. Anne Murray, Canadian.
Yes.
What was it called?
That song's a great theme song for any of those love type beds you want to make. It's a perfect song for it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, I'm going for a smoking. Smoking is so glamorous. I'm going to go for another one. If you guys are still there, when
so
I get back.
Glamorous. You know, Aberano, it's a pleasure to talk to you here on Jim Fetzer Live.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim.
We're going here live on True Stream Media. It's Jim Fetzer calling you live, Apparat. We're talking 9/11 here. It's a complete conspiracy.
It's a complete pleasure, yes. Jimmy, where's that cat in the background?
Off the Dynasty album, I Was Made for Loving You. Try singing this at home, psychologist.
The guy's going,
those guys are not, if those guys are not transgender, I'll go here.
What's going on? Is no one talking now?
I just realized John sent me a link to Afro Man, you know, because I got high.
Oh, yes, play that.
He sent me that link, and then I'd missed, I think it was supposed to be put in when we're on topic, and then I didn't see it come up when he turned it, okay. So I've missed the opportunity.
Oh, smash it out now. Smash it out. Come on. Tom Bell.
Roll another. Yeah.
Fakeologist.com. I'm so drug fucked tonight. I'm not talking sober. I've had a bottle of bloody whiskey tonight. Shit balls, Batman.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
I've had a few splits and lines and everything tonight, so.
But then I got high.
Oh man, I've done so much coke tonight. Too much coke.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Ouch.
I could have cheated and I could have passed.
Ouch.
But I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
What sort of do you fucking lines of coke? For fuck's sake.
I was gonna go to court before I got high.
Cocaine.
I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
Cocaine.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high, because I got high.
Hey!
I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm so drug fucked tonight.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
The only reason I like coke. Just excuse me.
Because I got high.
This isn't a drunk cast tonight, is it?
No. I would be well glad that Ab won't put any of this there. I love you.
Now
I'm gonna play with my willy and think of you. I'm not talking sober. I've had a bottle of bloody whiskey tonight.
Because I got high.
I've had splits and lines and everything tonight, so.
And I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Absolute wanker.
I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Oh, you did a good spanking.
And if I don't steal one copy,
I would be well glad that Ab won't put any of this there. Ab, will you put any of this there? Of course he will.
You already had a good 2 hours of John. You got to put it to air.
JLB, yeah, he was great. He was in good value. He was in good form.
£5 a month right there.
Go on, Install. Say again.
£5 per month.
You just got to turn your... Keep going, man. Just talk louder into your mic.
£5. £5 per month. That's worth it.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay for truth, isn't it? We've always had a problem with that. $1.90 a month here at Fakeologist is, $20 a month. I mean, Jono is trying to make a buck off it. I don't have a problem with it. Bells, have you got a problem with it?
I know.
No, I'm a member of his site. What does that say?
Well, it just says. It says it all. But you're an expert in on radio, and you've been doing it for years, and well done to you.
Well, it's good that my talent's able to be used by John to, you know, help his content be very polished. So that's a good synergy there.
Yeah, I know. Let me just have a look at what John LeBron produced today. It was just JLB, a wonderful...
Okay. JLB puts the sin in synergy.
The sin in synergy. Thank you.
That's Jim right. Fetzer. This is the official endorsement from Jim Fetzer. You know, we're live here on Fakeologist.com. And, you know, I'm with my cohort here, John LeBron. And so we put the sin in synergy. It's no joke, folks. This is the real deal here. Velocet, please, are you sampling this right now? Velocet!
I find you two a smart mouth.
Velocet!
You're a smart mouth. Did Velocet. You hear? DJ just called you a smart mouth.
DJ is a shill. This is Jim Fetzer here, live broadcasting live. Live, not live, but live. This is Jim Fetzer. Dave J is a shill.
That's a lie.
No, you're a lie, Dave J. You're a lie.
That is, in fact, a lie.
Talking about no one died, no one got hurt. You know, I have extreme evidence.
You are a spirit of deception.
No, no, Dave, listen to me, Dave.
You have the spirit of a deceiver.
I was a former, you know, I'm a U.S. Marine Corps.
You are a deceiver at your core.
Dave, you're not listening to me, Dave.
I find you to be somebody who goes through life causing people problems. That's a fact.
What's a fact, Dave J., is that you were not enlisted in the USMC.
That's a lie.
I've been a professor. I'm teaching kids for 35 years.
That's a lie.
At the University of Minnesota, you know, I'm a professor. I'm talking to kids. You know, I'm teaching them the reality of...
You want to be deceived.
No, you are the deceiver, Dave J. That's who we're talking about here.
Right? Stop it.
No, you stop it, Dave.
You know what? Hey, you, whoever you are talking, you need to stop being so disrespectful, all right?
No,
just kill it, all right? You're not helping anybody.
I've talked to Judy Wood. I've talked to, you know, Ace Baker. I've had all these people on my show, Dave. And you don't understand the reality that we're dealing
and
with.
What are you doing?
I've been...
What are you doing calling me crazy?
I was at University of Minnesota. You know, I'm a professor, Dave. I'm a professor. I'm an accredited professor at University of Minnesota. I'm an expert.
The bit's
Marine.
Probably run its course.
Okay, all right. I'm done.
So good.
I'm done.
Stop it.
Done that. My
vocal
cords are done. I'm done.
Stop it. Oh, dear. He was on Fox News twice, Jimmy boy. I don't remember him more than twice. But twice is pretty cool. Even though he was bullshitting about architects and engineers of, you know, fucking hell, steel just dissipates heat. Steel dissipates heat. That's the way it works. So that's, come on, Jim.
Yeah, mini.
It's like, what are you talking about?
Mini, mini, man, mini geeks.
So maybe he was going from the point of view, this is the way I look at it, from the point of view of holograms. like he used to go back to. It, not CGI, which is what we're saying. CGI was all sort of CGI that day. He's kind of saying, but he started out one day saying, like, someone popped into a room, and they were hologram. What was he doing? Was he doing LSD that day, or was he doing like some sort of serious fucking, I don't know, crazy mushrooms or whatever? No way. What the fuck's that cunt doing? He doesn't care about the truth. Nah. He doesn't. It's still fun, though, to hear OBF on the call, and OBF still trying to go back and forth with him because he's an expert bullshitter. Expert bullshitter.
How do you know the truth?
Oh, that's Gaia, isn't it? How do you know the truth? Is that Gaia saying that?
Let me state my idea of what truth seeking means.
Hmm. Yeah, Gaia. What's truth seeking mean to you?
How do you know the truth?
We've brought William Ross.
Let me state my idea of what truth seeking means. The truth is always impossible to reach.
William Rodriguez. We brought William Rodriguez into the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And here, you know, this is... I'm an accredited...
Hold on. Before we let you go any further, can we... Hey, Phyllis, can we turn uninstall up a little tiny bit? Can we turn him up a tiny bit more? How do we do it?
Is he out? I suppose I do that.
He's got to do it his end.
He has to do it from his end.
Hey,
if you turn him up, you're only turning him up for you, not for the listener.
Yeah, you've got to turn your mic up just because... I had a conversation the other day, and... he's going to do it. No, good on you, Velocet. I know you're...
Did you like the opening to the podcast, Thus Spoke Jennifer Spell?
I do. I like everything you do. The best thing you did tonight was, without a doubt, hot chocolate. The hot chocolate.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what you did tonight, When I listen back to that, I'm going to laugh so hard.
As soon as he said everyone's a winner, you didn't even need to say play hot chocolate. Like I already had my fingers on the keyboard. I'm like, I've got to get hot chocolate for that.
You're a good man. So yeah, keep doing what you do. And I saw John LeBron gave you a nice produced by Velocet that thing with the sheep in the television set. He gave you a produced by Velocet. That so, but John LeBron.
Oh, I have a look.
Yeah,
yeah. I have my own logo that he's been using on stuff.
Yes, that's right. And yeah, just keep it real on that. And can we hear your what was the Michael Jackson one that you're going to do, or are you holding that over for another podcast?
Yeah, I'll hold that one. I've already had a go. I did John's that other song I just played.
All right.
Did you hear me play "I Was Made for Loving You"? I played that. Well, I think you might have been having a cigarette when I played that.
Yeah, well, give it another shot. What?
You don't want to overdo it. Then they're not going to be friends again.
Hear it again. Let's hear it again. Come on. Come on, again.
No, I'm not doing it again.
I can't. I certainly can't sing it now at this time of night.
It might be domestic abuse going on if that was the case.
Quarter past 1 in the a.m.
Okay, here you go. But you want to play something fun? I have a psychologist. Okay, this is Ali G interviewing Buzz Aldrin. How's that?
Oh, I love it. Let's do it.
Check it out. I is here with none other than my main man, Buzz Aldrin. I know this is a sensitive question, but what was it like not being the first man on the moon? Was you ever jealous of Louis Armstrong?
He was Neil Armstrong, and no, I was not jealous. He was a very, very qualified person. Yeah.
So, when you arrived on the moon, was the people who lived there very friendly, or was they scared of you?
There was absolutely no thought of encountering any living being whatsoever.
Do you think man will ever walk on the sun?
No. The sun is too hot. It is not a good place to go to.
What happens if they went in winter when the sun is cold?
The sun is not cold in the winter.
We know you've been asked this a zillion times. It must really get on your tits being asked it. But let's just sort it out. What do you say to all those conspiracy theorists who come up to you and say, does the moon really exist?
I don't think there are very many people who question whether the moon exists. It exists.
And all right, you was heard it here. It does exist. So all those people out there who were saying it don't, you was wrong.
That's right. The moon does exist, and we went there.
Yo, listen up. But how do they really know what is exists and what is the conspiracy things? Because I know I have seen a picture of J-Lo with two, you know, massive Jesus dongs there, and apparently it weren't true.
I haven't seen those pictures.
Well, you should check them out. It's amazing.
Okay.
Is you upset that Michael Jackson got all the credit for inventing the moonwalk, but you was the first geezer ever to actually do it?
No. You can call things by different names, and you can use the moon or Mars or Venus, and you can say, this is the Venus trot. But that doesn't mean that it has any connection to what it would be like for a horse moving on Venus.
Yeah.
The horse could trot on Venus, right?
Well,
it's very, very hot.
There's horse on Venus.
No. I'm just, well, neither is Michael Jackson on the moon.
I've got a joke about space. You want to hear it? There's a monster from outer space who is going on a trip around the universe, and him goes to the travel booker to book like a hotel on the moon, and the travel booker goes, you can't go to that hotel because the moon is full.
That's pretty good.
That is
full.
That's
and the opposite of the moon being full is the new moon.
What?
That's when it's dark.
What does he mean?
The full moon is when it's bright, okay? And the hotel on the full moon is full.
Well, I thought it means it's like... I thought it's funny because it means he's like full. Yeah, it's like being eating...
I know.
Eating stuff. He's all well full and everything.
No, the hotel is full.
So, but it's... Why is it funny? Because the hotel is full.
I wasn't sure that it was funny. You said it was funny.
Why is it funny again?
Things are funny or comedic because they mix the real with the absurd.
So listen up. You has heard about the moon and about space. You better learn about these things from my man Buzz Lightyear here. So you better realize that these things is important. Big up yourself.
Yeah, fakeologist.com. I think, I don't know whether he got a cut off. That was brilliant. I tell you, when it comes to comic geniuses, I remember Rally G interviewing, what was his name? Way back. Beckham. David Beckham. One of the best footballers there ever was. And, it was. And he
Wouldn't Beckham have known who he was, though? Like, he was from England.
Yeah. And he interviewed Dodi Al-Fayed or whatever, you know, because, you know, the Diana thing. Yeah, I think, it could have all been all right. Did you cut that together, some of that at the end, or was that just the original as you got it clean? Is that how you got it clean?
Yeah, it's just a four-minute interview out of his show.
Yeah, and you weren't messing with your soundboard or anything like that. It was just the way
that was.
Good on you, man. Yeah.
I think it's funny when he calls the other guy Louis Armstrong and he calls him Buzz Lightyear. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's it, man. I mean, this is a guy that, like, punched the shit out of, apparently, when, like, he put a bag of Pamela Anderson or something and tried to, I don't know, some of the crazy shit he does. What's his name, his original name?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen, yeah. Yeah. We had a guy in Australia. Did you ever hear him? He used to do those prank calls, what was his name? He called you a kangaroo guy. Oh, it was years ago. Do you remember him? I have to look it up.
I might need a little more information.
All All right, I'll give you a little more information. His name was...
John Safran, maybe?
No, it wasn't John Safran. I like John Safran for some of the stuff he did, back and to the left and whatnot. No, this guy was... He called you Skippy Chicks.
Norman Gunston?
No.
How old are we talking?
No,
I don't think people have alter egos.
Probably, now I think, about 88, 89.
Okay, so that's before I'm alive.
Yeah. Oh, wow, really?
Okay. I was still a twinkle in my dad's eye.
His name, I thought of it, Guido Hattus. Guido?
Guido
Hattus. Some of his were great, like trying to get a job, you know, and whatnot. But unfortunately, he wore himself out too quick. He was just too good at what he did, you know, with prank calls. See how quick you can find a Guido Hattus call. Like about selling cars or something, but the guy will give him a job.
I'll look into Guido. I'm not going to look up one now, but I'll look into Guido Hattus, and I'll find the best materials. So next time you need something, we can plan that.
No, it's been good. It's been an excellent
one. Yeah, there was a good catch up tonight. We had a nice panel here. Yeah. I agree with John that it was a shame Rick left a little earlier because it was good.
Yeah, but at least they sort of made. I mean, he's a rocking guy, and I met him. Original Simulants here, if he wants to unmute. I mean, you've spoken to him before. Does he want to unmute? Come on, Sim. You want to hear the soundboard? Simulant. Come on, dude. He's cool. He's a cool guy. Nah, I think he might have fallen asleep. So we'll just, we might call it a night. It is.
I'm going to go and hope to fall asleep as well, then.
Yes. Yeah. Well, don't forget. Ooh, we just lost him. He just went, no. Yeah. So don't forget Lucy's and all of that. So, yeah, it's always good to talk to you, Val. And, yeah.
Same, Roland.
So, well, should we leave on a I Was Made For Loving You?
I suppose we could play that once more.
All right. Okay.
Since you're so in key, you know, you sing so well, you know, the people should hear you.
In key.
Of the Dynasty album, I Was Made For Loving You. Try singing this at home, my God. Dr.
Will!
Those guys are not... I'll go here.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream, I have a
plan. If I You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
It's clear. Everybody with a rational mind knows. I knew that. But the point is, what I was trying to make is, if I have to go back, the females I knew, and the fellas I knew, you can't tell them, that's it. That's all I said. When you're telling them, he died. But it's a hoax. He died for nothing. Oh, he's right. Dave is right. I'm not saying he's wrong with him. The point is, let's say I go back to reporting that her husband died. It's a hoax. You know. He knows. Doesn't know. Can't say that. That was my point. I know that wrong. And I apologized in the chat. Response. I shouldn't have to do that. That is, say that to a female, report that her husband died. I cannot tell her. I cannot do that. Now, if he doesn't understand that, that's fine. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm saying he didn't need to do that. I did. Say, if I said, well, he died, but it's a hoax. Does that make sense to anyone?
I know, I don't think it does, and I think Dave seemed a bit, his argument seemed a bit hollow the other day on audio. No one died, no one got hurt, or bollocks, but well, what about the consequences of war, which he had to openly admit to? He said, oh, that's just the consequences. But no, clearly, you know, some really...
I get that, and I'm sorry I interrupt you. I'm totally understand what you're saying, but I was there. I had to do it. At his computer, connect, and his whatever he has to do it. Now, whatever you do, you go to that woman and tell her he's died. Can't tell her, but whatever, it was a hoax. I can't tell her that. I know, but I can't tell her that. He doesn't understand that. I am sorry. I did it for 17 years of my life. I don't give a fuck. Understands that or not. I had to do it. 17 years, men under me, report back when they died. Now, the war is a hoax. Yeah, I know. It is. It's a hoax. I never shot a Taliban. I've been there 17 years. I've been 2.5 years in Afghanistan. I know terrorists, a hoax. I agree. Yet, say, when I go back to my friends, and they are my friends, because after 17 years, those men, I don't need to explain that. The nation for that is an idiot. Know that? I know that. After 17 years, you do not need to explain to anyone that if I go back, and I tell her that her husband died, by command, whatever he says about a hoax, say to her, well, wait a minute, it's a hoax. I cannot say that. Now, if he doesn't understand that, I'm fine with that. I made that clear in my comment.
Yeah.
That's fine. But if any other comments about that, I cannot say. I report a dead husband to say, well, you know what? He died for nothing because it's a hoax. I know it's a hoax. Not tell her.
But what did he... Wait, can I ask a question? Really interesting, because you've got... You are... In this case, we're talking about war, and you're saying you were a real direct experience from it. So it's really, really interesting. So you were a leader of men who... The families of people who were victims of war, to tell them things. They were victims of war. Were they real victims?
Oh, no, wait. They were victims of injury.
Accidents.
Injury. I'm not saying I don't believe in war, because I've been there 17 years. I have never seen Taliban. Such thing as war. I know. Dave is not lying. I'm saying, if he was a sergeant, in my case, report back to a female, because they are my friends. They are not soldiers. I know them for 17 years. Now, if I go back and tell them, I need to explain this. Are you people stupid? If I go back to a female and report her died, how can I say to her, well, after all, it's a hoax?
Why would you?
I can't say to her, he died because he was my man. He was under my fucking command. So you can't say to her, I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional again. I do it again. Sorry. Say to her, he died for nothing. Whatever Dave says about a hoax, I know it's a hoax. But she doesn't know that. He knows, maybe Dave knows, but she doesn't know that. I can't tell her, well, he died, but I'm sorry, he died for nothing. Come on, guys.
Tactful. Tactful.
Use your brain. If you were in my position, you have to go back to any female. He believes it or not, that war is a hoax or not. I have to report. Now, I can't tell her, well, it was a hoax. Not do that. Now, if he doesn't understand that, but I cannot do that. She would, guys, think. Now, after 17 years, she doesn't. She thinks died for me because I, his sergeant, sorry. Do I explain to her that he served me regarding he knew it was a hoax? Say that.
I can imagine it's, no, you can't. And for someone in your position with now your knowledge now, because it's still very rare knowledge, especially for a soldier to realize the fakeness of it. Yeah, that must be a difficult position. You've got all these friends you've grown up with for years who are, you have to reevaluate all your value.
He wants. He can do, he can be a tough guy. He didn't have to report it. I had to tell them in the fucking face. Fucking cunt. If I have him in my face right now, I would smack him. Because he didn't have to report it. Now, whatever you think about it's a hoax or not, he did not report it. I did! Not because he is wrong about war is a hoax. I know war is a hoax. I never shot any Taliban. 17 years I was a sergeant. 17 men under me, which 4 of them died. I had to report that. Some fuck says about it's a hoax to tell them that they died. It's about it's a hoax. I cannot say. And you.
Okay.
He's such a fucking cunt, and I will smack him to the face. You cannot say to those females, died for nothing. Believe in that war. I don't. But they do. How could I say to them, well, sure, he died, but it's a hoax. Dave is a fucking never had to report a death. I did. Want to interact with that on me. You can. I will make sure I will get the females here and tell him he's going to explain them that it's a hoax. You cannot do that. You cannot fucking do that because they died.
Sounds like Dave's going down.
Of a hoax.
Good evening, Spiro. Good evening. It's Spiro I'm addressing.
I hear you.
Maybe not. He's got it in. I believe the term, Tommy's, or the common term, the vulgar term, is he's got a hard-on for Dave J.
Yes, it appears he does.
Well, these military types. I have a battle.
Something to say. Say it in my face. Or
you sound like my old pal Gaia. He was Dutch.
Face or shut up.
But he managed to leave Europe and go to Colombia.
Say it in my face.
What's that?
Is something respectable.
He is saying it to in your face,
yes,
as much as you can.
17 years, you deserve a medal. The Dutch, what kind of scraps have they been in the last 17 years? Elude me, that does.
Saying, say that again.
The Dutch army, what were you, the Mountaineering Corps or something?
No matter what I am.
Ah, I thought that was the whole point. You're a soldier and he's a sailor. And never the twain shall meet.
The maid was clear, right?
Point to whom? Unto whom?
The point what I made was clear.
Quote though, Jay, English might be your second language, so I ain't got a fucking clue what you're talking about.
Yeah. Listen carefully.
I have been. No voice modulation is necessary. Absolutely none. Oh, that was a bit Russian.
Okay, Jay is obnoxious. You. That isn't the word we can be bandying around and telling everyone at all. And your example of that is very clear. No, you can't, can you? And this is a dilemma we have. I agree with you, and you made some sense.
And if you don't agree with me, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Because I was there, you wasn't. I was. I had to report it. You didn't, he didn't. I did.
Paperwork.
Now, whatever.
Fine, a very serving officer.
I don't care about the hoax. But you can't say that to a female. You can't say that to a female.
There's lots of women in the army now.
You know, you lost a husband, but it's a hoax.
And I'll peg you.
You cannot say that. Think, I don't give a fuck. You cannot say that to a female who lost a husband.
No, man. Exactly. I don't think anyone's...
Do it yourself. Do it your fucking self. I can't. Fucking self. Hero, Jay, or everybody, do it yourself. Tell them that it's a hoax. Do it yourself.
Tell them you weren't there. You never saw the bullet that got him, did you? What's the matter?
Sorry?
You never saw the bullet that got him, did you?
No idea what you're saying. Say that again. Sorry.
Fucking hell, who do you think you're kidding on?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
God.
Sorry.
Wake up. You're a scallion.
Am I losing it, or am I...
Yes, you're losing it, mate.
I didn't understand you. I didn't hear you.
No, you kept pointing that out. Well, I hope you have more luck with Dave J. Because he's a knockabout guy too, isn't he? When it comes to the truth and spiritual murder.
Truth of what?
I've heard his output.
Murder about what? What do you want a spiritual murder about, then?
Sorry? What do you say? Does anybody know what he's talking about? What's he on about, man?
I'm asking you, sorry. I have no idea what
you're talking about. No interlocutors here, eh? What's this?
Hey, it's just you and I, Chris.
I got you.
And Spyro.
Keep going.
In, but he's just listening.
I got you. He can't understand a word I'm saying, so I don't know.
What's the question?
Did you enjoy your 17 years on the whole, other than this fucking dilemma you have about telling one of your men's missus?
If you have a serious question about me...
That was a serious question. Did you enjoy your time in the... Eh? You what? Fucking hell, that was a straightforward question.
Ask it if you don't shut up.
I just asked you, did you enjoy your time in the army? Where was your favourite posting? Eh?
Another relevant question, so shut
up. Fucking Bogota.
Relevant if I enjoyed my time. So.
Yes. Of course it's relevant. See, you're on about the fact that you had this terrible problem in telling this fellow who cuts it, who was under your command. I mean, I may have been to the... I caught the gist of it. And that was a terrible situation. But the rest of it was great fun, because as you're trying to prove, war is a hoax, so on the whole, you know, what is it, Tom, you'll remember it, oh what a lovely war, and if they ask us, and they're certainly going to ask us, we'll tell them it's the best fun we ever had.
Idea. I have no idea what you're on about. Can you please rephrase the
question? Oh, here we go. Fuck it. Why don't you change your record, Guy? Hey? Why don't you pack it in fucking lieutenant
while you're on about? Can you rephrase your
question? You monkey.
Matter? Thank you.
Oh, yes. Rational. War is a rational thing, isn't it? War is exactly what? To do what?
Rephrase your question on a rational way.
Well, I'm engaging the enemy here as far as I'm concerned. And there ain't going to be no fucking friendly fire, is that? Hey?
Times you had no idea where you're on about. I'm done.
Good.
Anybody else?
Good riddance. You're worse than a troll, you. To quote Eric, esoteric. Back in the news for
long. Ask me a rational
question. I talk to you. Clear off.
You didn't ask me.
I'll go then. I have. Did you enjoy your time in the Dutch royal fucking wherever you were?
Ask. I don't answer those kind of questions.
Oh, those kind of questions. All right then. Name, rank, serial number.
I don't ask.
You don't answer those kind of questions. What's your favourite colour?
I don't answer. Any of those questions anymore.
What equatorial tree do you most identify?
Anybody else who has a rational thing to say, because I'm done with this guy.
Once again.
I've actually got to go. A delight to share the company with you gentlemen. And I must take my leave.
I can't wait till he has a fight with Dave J again, can you?
It's fine. Well, I thought there was quite a nice reaction afterwards.
Yeah,
do you want to put the streamer bot back in the audio live stream channel?
Is that you who is leaving?
Take no prisoners, Tump.
Wish you a wonderful evening. Have a good night.
Gentlemen, yes, at all. I may be back at some point, but I have to leave the room at the moment. So,
Tump, do you want to put the streamer bot back?
That? Where is the stream bot?
I think Roland moved the streamer bot in here.
Yes, he said. Anyway, I'll catch up with what Spyro is.
Bill, do you know? Right click on something.
Coming on a bit.
Yeah, you right click on it and then move to channel or something.
Yeah, like convincing he is a former Dutch commando. What was it? 17 years in the Dutch Mountaineering Corps. No, I'm a fucking word of it.
Hey, kiddo. If you have any rational question to ask, do it. If you don't.
Yes! As a cutthroat fucking taking the fucking Queen's shilling, how did you enjoy your time? I take it you're on City Street now. I take it you are no longer in the fucking forces.
Not have any rational question to ask.
You've said that. You repeat yourself like Gaia does.
Okay?
Well, don't tell me what to do. You're not in the army now, son. To quote esoteric.
If you have a rational question.
To quote esoteric.
I'm LSD33 from Nouveau Brunswick, and you are listening to Fakeologist audio chat live stream on fakeologist.com.